Hello and welcome to the TTI Distribution Download, the podcast where we talk about all things happening in the world of electronic components with the specialists of TTI. Today it's another installment of Big Ideas and Little Known Facts about Connectors with John Sandy of TTI and Dan Venuto of Molex.
Hey, thanks Jim, and welcome everybody to TTI and Molex's Big Ideas and Little Known Facts podcast with me, John Sandy from TTI, and Dan Venuto from Molex. Today we're going to be talking to Ryan Price, Director of Marketing, and Ashley Taylor, Marketing Manager, both of whom are in Molex's Transportation Division.
Thank you, John, and hello, Ryan. Welcome to the show. So to begin, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your background in the industry?
Yeah, so first of all, thanks, John and Dan, for having me. Super excited to be part of the Big Ideas and Little Known Facts podcast. This is really cool. So, you know, I've been in the connector industry for just over 22 years, all of it with Molex, in various roles, starting in California and spanning really all the way to Detroit, where I currently live and work. The last 10 years I've spent in the transportation industry, seven of it leading our high-speed in-vehicle networking segment. And the last 3 years have been really exciting because we kicked off and started a new strategic marketing organization that Ashley and I are part of in the transportation market. So again, I'm super excited to be part of the transportation market with it's undergoing the largest architectural transformation in the industry's history.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. And Ashley, hello, welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about your background at Molex?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me as well. I joined Molex about 6 years ago with the Connected Mobility Solutions segment, which at the time was like a young startup group within Molex. That team focused on next generation vehicle connectivity. And then the last 3 years, I've been lucky enough to work alongside Mr. Ryan Price, promoting the Molex Transportation Division globally.
Thank you. To start with you, Ryan, why don't you tell us a little bit about Molex's transportation division and what makes it such a good fit for distribution?
Yeah, Dan, I'm happy to. Thanks for the question. You know, when we step back and take a look at Molex in general, it's one of the largest rugged and reliable interconnect manufacturers in the world. And, you know, we're really proud of the global footprint across Asia, Europe, and North America, offering our customers, local solutions and capabilities. And we're also really proud that we have a product for just about every application within a vehicle. And interestingly enough, those rugged and reliable interconnects inside of vehicles are also great products and the same products that can be used across any rugged and reliable application, whether that's transportation or non-transportation. So really the value proposition for distribution is that Molex has a huge breadth of portfolio. We have a broad range of potential applications we service, great digital tools, and we have a really amazing distribution-friendly attitude that makes the perfect combination for Molex and TTI.
Thanks, Ryan. And Ashley, a question for you. If I look at the range of connector products that Molex offers, what makes that such a good fit for the transportation market?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Oh, man. Our portfolio of connectors are a good fit for transportation because they're designed to withstand some of the toughest conditions on and off the road, giving our customers that reliable connectivity, which is required for automotive and transportation. This portfolio supports like a wide range of transportation applications, from well-established applications to new ones. Foundational things like connectivity throughout the vehicle, as well as getting the signal inside and outside of the vehicle to support capabilities such as OTA, which stands for over the air, which is used to update firmware, software, and even encryption keys within the vehicle, supporting that software-defined vehicle trend that we see going on. And in addition to connectivity, there's an increasing demand from consumers for vehicle safety and infotainment, which is leading to a significant increase in need for computing power in modern vehicles. So the connections between the modules need to be fast and they need to be reliable. And these computers we are now seeing growing and developing in the vehicles have different application requirements that we call, inside the box and outside the box. So the box being the ECU, an electronic control unit, which could be a gateway, a computer, very kind of simple modules, if you will. So the scale is quite large. The outside the box being the IO, which is typically a rugged and sometimes sealed connector. This brings the signal in or out of the ECU, and then there's inside the box. These connectors tend to need to be small and commonly high speed, and we've taken our proven technology and products from our datacom and consumer portfolios and have used them to answer this need.
Thanks, Ashley. Yeah, I think it's very interesting how a lot of the products are starting to migrate into this space that have originally been developed for high-speed applications elsewhere. I guess the more the automotive space gets as almost like a computer on wheels, the more that's going to happen. I know you touched a little bit there on some of the bigger trends that are going on in the market right now, but could you expand on that a little bit and just sort of give us an idea of what's really driving the growth and the demand as we move through into 2024 and beyond?
Oh, yeah, very much so. There's very exciting trends happening in the transportation industry, two of them being miniaturization and zonal architecture are some of the major trends in automotive at the moment. The content in vehicles is increasing exponentially, which is requiring more electronics. So since cars aren't getting significantly bigger, OEMs are starting to have to rethink their architectures to support all of this new content going into cars. From this, we've seen the need for higher density connectors in smaller form factors, answering that, leading towards that miniaturization trend, as well as the optimizing of the architecture to a more zonal concept, leading to an increase in network connectivity, as well as optimizing the architecture to a zonal concept, leading to increased network connectivity, as well as harness weight and cost savings. Another major trend is high voltage to support EVs. And speaking of voltage, one of the latest is what we are seeing is called mid-voltage, which supports a 48-volt electrical system in a vehicle.
Thank you, Ashley. And, at the end there, you mentioned 48-volt electrical systems. Can you expand on that a little bit with some of our customers that may not be familiar with 48-volt? I think a lot of them are familiar with 12-volt, but 48-volt's a new trend that we're seeing in the market.
So maybe some of you have seen the Twitter or X post that Elon Musk posted a couple weeks ago, but the 48-volt electrical system is what you're going to find in the Tesla Cybertruck. Traditionally, vehicles, as you mentioned, function on a 12-volt system, and switching to 48 volts has performance benefits as well as cost and weight savings by being able to use smaller wire.
And then one thing just to add there for the audience, we are working on a new product introduction with TTI to start stocking this new 48-volt electrical connection system from Molex. So be on the lookout for that. Ryan, can you talk about some of the new product development going on in the transportation division today?
Sure, Dan, I'd love to. In fact, as you mentioned just a second ago, one of our really exciting ones is the 48 volt. So as you said, we'll be seeing that shortly. And that's just a really, interestingly enough, it's a derivative of our most common and popular family, MX-150. So that's one. But, there's two others that are really exciting to me. And as Ashley mentioned earlier, we see content per vehicle increasing, and there's these miniaturization and these zonal needs in the electric vehicles. And so two of my favorites are our new development product, MX-Dash, and that stands for Molex Data Signal Hybrid, which is basically taking high-speed signals, low-speed signals, some power, and also combining those all together into a smaller form factor. So traditionally, when Ashley's talking about these ECUs, these mini computers earlier, there can be anywhere from 2 to 8 to 12 connectors on the interface of these ECUs. And so think about the footprint that takes, think about all the manufacturing that takes, the supply chain that takes. So if we can shrink that down, combine all those into one connector, you're really saving board space, you're saving manufacturing costs, you're saving supply chain challenges. So MX Dash is a really exciting product that TTI will be seeing this year from Molex. The second is a product we're calling EHV. And a lot of people in the industry know these as high current, high voltage, or the orange connectors. So Molex is developing a new version in the market. We're really excited because it's going to be capable of 1600 volts, which is almost double where most of them are in the industry today. So as you think about, you know, range anxiety, which a lot of people have in their electric vehicles, you know, there's only a few ways to increase the range. One is to create a much bigger battery, or the other is to increase the voltage and give the battery, a lot more power. So when we see our EHV product roll out at the end of this year, you're going to see some excitement in the industry with a new option of up to 1600 volts.
Ryan, just talking about EHV, I mean, I think it's interesting for me because obviously if you look at Molex's historic offering inside the electric space, we really have been missing the orange cables, for want of a better word. And obviously it sounds like with EHV coming out and the higher voltage being available, that's going to be very interesting. You talked about it towards the end of this year. Is there a roadmap of what might be coming down the line after that?
You know, John, there is. And we're super excited to kind of roll out this in phases. You know, and to answer your first question, or kind of talk about the fact that Molex didn't have parts of the orange connector in our portfolio. You know, when the EV market was first introduced and sort of ramping a couple years ago, the orange space became highly commoditized quickly, and there wasn't a lot of differentiation. So Molex sort of took a step back and said, you know, how can we solve a problem in the future? And so we spent a lot of time figuring out what our customers' pain points are, what the needs in the market are going to be, and that's led us to this development project for EHV, again, up to 1600 volts. So throughout this year and into next year, you will see a roadmap of products, the first two being an introduction into some of the commoditized products, because we also have customers who need to have a direct replacement and they prefer Molex. So, and you know, we want to put those through the channel and TTI. So you will see some of those, but towards the end of this year and into 2025 is where you're going to start to see some of those new 1600 volts products from Molex. And then beyond that, we're still working with a lot of our OEM customers and the battery manufacturers to understand what those needs will be on the next step. So more to come on that in the future.
No, I appreciate that, Ryan. I also appreciate the update on the progress Molex has taken and the route you took as well, waiting a little bit until you could bring some extra value into the space. So that's great and something for our listeners to look out for.
And, you know, I just found that very interesting. You know, Molex is looking at a problem. And what is the problem right now with EV? I think the problem is range anxiety. And I think you could layer in charging infrastructure as well, but Molex taking a direct look at what does the industry need. We need EVs to go longer on a single charge, and that is really exciting to hear that we're tackling that issue head on.
So quick question for you, Ryan, as well. When it comes to TTI and the organization we have and Molex and the organization you have, what makes the two companies fit so well together and work so well together?
Yeah, John, that's a really easy one. You know, when I look at TTI's infrastructure, it's really the fact that you have dedicated transportation groups and these individuals have a very in-depth knowledge of the key automotive and non-automotive customers. And you also know the trends that we want to address. So we're very aligned in the market space. Your teams are also extremely technical in the space, which is really helping to expand the Molex footprint outside of just our sales team, right? So there's also a really close tie-in to the TTI regional branch structure with the transportation group. So I think it's just really expands the reach that TTI has in the marketplace with these dedicated sales folks, you know, covering the accounts that Molex just doesn't have the bandwidth to cover. So between the technical side of things and the footprint side of things, and then there's, of course, this, you know, obvious longstanding relationship. So you got these really three key pillars that make us a great match together.
Well, absolutely. And thank you for expanding on that and the relationship. I think one thing that I would add is TTI also does a great job of having stock available for our customers when they need it. So, you know, making sure customers' lines are running, reducing their risk, having the inventory on the shelf in close proximity to some of our customers that end up buying these parts is really a great value add that TTI provides us. But one other thing I wanted to hit on with Ashley here is TTI does a great job of marketing, whether it's new product introductions or marketing our transportation portfolio as a whole. How do you see some benefits that TTI provides Molex in the industry there?
Yeah, thanks for the question. It's been really great working with TTI and their sales team. You know, we have annual multi-times a year training opportunities where TTI sales teams and your engineering teams are really engaged to learn about our product. So when they go to their customers, you know, they're more of a partner. You know, they really embody, you know, what our values are, our value propositions, and what we're trying to bring to the customers.
Ashley, thank you for that. As we run to the end of the podcast, guys, I would ask both of you maybe if you could think about and share some final thoughts with our audience of what to look forward to as we move through the rest of this year and what to look forward to from the transportation group.
Yeah, John, maybe I'll jump in first, and I know Ashley can help with some additional points. You know, I think, first of all, I'd like to say we're stronger together, right? So Molex and TTI, again, are just a powerful force in the transportation industry. The second thing I'd like to add is that, you know, as we talked about earlier, these products, I like to consider them rugged and reliable. So that means that these same products can be used across many other industries. So there's just so many opportunities out there for us. But if we think about 2024, it's going to be another great year in the transportation industry. And you know, with the release of MX Dash and EHV, which are solving two of the most critical pain points that our customers have around zonal architectures and electrification, it offers so many exciting opportunities. So, you know, when we look at these new architectures coming as well, this also really dramatically increases the content per vehicle. And as Ashley mentioned earlier, you know, inside and outside the box really doubles the amount of opportunities that we can seek together.
I agree with Ryan on those points wholeheartedly. And in addition, for me, it's EV infrastructure. So touching on electrification and its impact, the infrastructure to support all of these new EVs on the road is growing and has a long way to go in the US. You know, we're finding our rugged and reliable product portfolio, originally designed for transportation and automotive, are actually supporting several areas of the transportation ecosystem outside of the vehicle, such as EV charging stations. And TTI has been a great partner of helping identify new customers and new applications for our portfolio, which just, you know, brings mutual benefit to the two companies and what we're providing to the market.
Yeah, I think it's a beginning of a journey on the EV side. And thank you very much for the overviews you've provided today. So to our listeners, that was Ryan Price and Ashley Taylor from Molex's Transportation Group. Guys, thanks very much for attending the podcast today and being with Dan and I.
Yeah, hey, thanks, John and Dan. Was great to be here and really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us and looking forward to another opportunity.
I think as we continue this journey on the podcast, you know, I definitely want to dig in deeper on some of these other pain points in the industry. I think we've got a solution out there for range anxiety, but, you know, Molex also in future podcasts, we're going to be getting into how we're addressing EV charging infrastructure and how we can help there and provide more reliable solutions for the industry and also just the general public. So thank you again for coming on the podcast.
Thanks, everyone.
That's it for this episode of the TTI Distribution Download. For more information on any of the topics you heard about today, reach out to your nearby TTI branch at 1-800-CALL-TTI or visit us online at tti.com.